Welcome to the Seasoned Athlete Podcast, your home for stories, inspiration, and advice from athletes over 40. I'm your host, Robin Leggett. I'm a later-in-life athlete who became a roller derby skater in my 30s and a runner and obstacle racer in my 40s. Now, I'm an athletic aging coach who helps women over 40 experience the massive life benefits that come with exploring your athletic potential at any age and any fitness background. If that fires you up, keep listening. Let's do this. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to fit a fitness routine into your schedule in a way that doesn't overcomplicate your already busy life? Take a big breath, take a step back, and then start with your first 5 days. Your first 5 days is a free mini challenge that's all about setting that foundation to get you back into your body, your energy, and your confidence with simplicity and ease. Each day during your first 5 days, you'll get daily mini podcast episodes that you can listen to while you move. Each episode will give you simple tips and action steps you can use to make fitness a part of your everyday life in a way that doesn't feel heavy, hard, or stressful. Now is your time to get back into daily movement and experience all the magical stress-reducing, energy-boosting benefits that come with it. And it starts with your first 5 days. Get it for free at robinleggett.com/5. Seasoned athletes, you're here and I'm here because we love hearing the inspiring stories of people who are older and kicking butt at sports and athletic pursuits, right? Like, we can all agree on that. This is the exact reason why I started Seasoned Athlete almost 4 years ago. I'd get excited every time I saw an article profiling athletes in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and older. In fact, I love these kinds of articles so much that I wanted to spend time talking to these athletes and sharing their stories with you in their own words. It is the entire foundation of this podcast. And if you've been following Seasoned Athlete for a while, you may have noticed something about the way I talk about older athletes. Or to be more specific, what I don't say. Because since day one, I have never said age is just a number. Not in the episodes, not in how I promote the podcast, not on social media. It's a phrase I've seen over and over again in articles about aging athletes, in the comments for those articles, in social media posts. The phrase is ubiquitous. But something about it has always felt off to me. And that's what I want to talk about today, why the concept of age is just a number is highly flawed, and all the reasons why age is, in fact, more than just a number. I felt called to talk about this after seeing a post about it on the Rocket Community Fitness Instagram page. Their post was in response to articles that have been shared about 39-year-old elite CrossFit athlete Sam Briggs and how she's putting up the same clean and jerk weight numbers that she did when she was 6 months younger. The headline, of course, leads with age is just a number. In the Rocket Community Fitness post, they talked about how age is just a number, the concept of it, is gaslighting since age is a factor in anyone's athletic experience for a number of reasons. That post fired me up because based on my own experience and more importantly, after interviewing over 85 athletes ranging from their 40s to their 90s, I feel like I'm at a point where I can elaborate on this topic, which I'm going to do now. Let's start with the phrase itself. Age is just a number. To start, it's completely dismissive. What do I mean by that? Well, imagine you see an article online about an athlete in her 60s with the headline, "Age is just a number." What you usually see is, of course, an amazing and inspirational story of a person doing something that is completely unexpected of someone their age, right? And the moral of that story is, hey, age is just a number. So what's stopping you? Okay, let's dissect this for a bit. Let's talk about what you are not seeing. You're not seeing this athlete's training regimen and how age is factored into it. You're not seeing their recovery routine and the extra steps and time needed to stay mobile and avoid injury. You're not necessarily seeing how these practices have changed as they got older and what adjustments they've had to make due to age. You don't have a deep understanding of their athletic and their life experience leading up to this point that helps inform their decisions in a way that can only come with age. All you see is a person doing something people their age don't normally do. But there's a ton of nuance that's missing that makes age not something to be dismissed, but to be acknowledged and celebrated. There are challenges and there are benefits that come with age. This is something I love talking about with the athletes I interview for Seasoned Athlete. I think it's important to dig into this topic and give them a chance to explain what their age brings to the table for them in both positive and possibly negative ways. What I mean is the whole picture. When it comes to these challenges that we speak of, I hear a lot about the need to be extra mindful of stretching in order to stay mobile and avoid injury. I hear about needing more time to recover from intense workouts and events. I hear about how they don't bounce back quite as quickly as they did when they were younger. I hear about runners putting more intention into strength training because their bodies need to be stronger overall to prevent running injuries, something they might not have done when they were younger.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
I hear about adding weekly massage and other recovery modalities to ensure that they can keep doing the physical activities that bring them joy for years to come. You know what all of those things have in common? They prove that age is more than just a number. Age is 100% a part of their experience. Now, let's talk about the benefits and advantages that come with age. Here are some of the things I've heard from seasoned athletes. They say that they train and compete smarter now than they did when they were younger. That they're more aware of their strengths and weaknesses and use that knowledge to their advantage. For example, perhaps not going all out at the start of a race like they might have done when they were younger, but instead hanging back to get more warmed up and then pushing harder later because they've realized that that's going to be their biggest strength, that that's going to work best for them at the age they're at now. They're more intentional about their movement to ensure that they avoid injury rather than feeling invincible and getting injured as a result. They're more able to exploit the weaknesses of their competition. They're not as hard on themselves after a bad race or event. They're more quick to learn when things go wrong rather than beat themselves up over it. They understand the benefits of strength training and make it a priority. They have greater balance in their lives since they spent years dealing with juggling multiple responsibilities. You see what I'm talking about here? Again, all of this shows that age is an integral part of the experience for older athletes. It's not just a number. It's not something to be tossed off or dismissed. And quite frankly, the age is just a number statement. It's pretty condescending. As a reader, it comes across to me like this. Hey, check out this person doing crazy, unexpected things for a person their age. Just goes to show you that age is just a number. So what are you doing? Why are you sitting on your butt? You're 20 years younger, you lazy son of a gun. Get off your butt and go do something. Okay. That might just be me. But if it's also you, if you've read it like that, then it's another reason why we need to let that statement go. So what can we say instead? I like to say that age is an asset. That's actually what I've been saying since day one. On my website, I believe I say age is more than just a number. It's an asset, like those words. Because it shows that age is a contributor to your story, not a side effect of your story. That age is very much woven into who you are as a human and as an athlete. All those challenges and all those benefits work together to create the athlete that you are today. And it's clear that the athlete you are today is not the athlete you were when you were younger, if you were an athlete when you were younger at all. It can't be. And all the wisdom that you bring into your athletic practice just proves it. You know more about yourself and you know better than to try and be the athlete you might have been when you were younger. Your body is different. Your mind is different. Your life experience is different. It's deep, it's rich, and it's nuanced. And all of the years that you've lived play a role in who you are now. So no, age is not just a number. Can we stop saying that already? I feel like in some ways, this concept plays into what is at least an American cultural standard, that age is something to be denied and avoided. And of course, women in particular are constantly bombarded with these anti-aging messages. We are raised from an early age to fight aging at all costs. People who are older are generally considered less than. There are activities that are appropriate for someone of a certain age and activities that are, well, not. So when you do something that is unexpected for someone of a certain age, age is just a number, is there to suggest that whatever you bring to the table has nothing to do with your age. But as we know now, what you bring to the table has everything to do with your age. So let's stop treating older athletes like they're some sort of anomaly or freak of nature, or that you're expected to be weak and frail as you age. Instead, how about we start celebrating the amazingness that is you at the age you are now, doing the things you're doing now, with all of the life experience you bring to the table that creates your story? How about we start talking about age as the superpower it is, with all of the energy and nuance and depth that makes you who you are, and the practices you've put in place to avoid the kryptonite you may face? How about instead of saying age is just a number, we start owning that number, saying it proudly, stepping into your power where you are in life right now, and sharing what that means with others? Age is not just a number. Let's just stop that so we can move on with the business of owning and celebrating age instead. Because that's what we're all about here at Seasoned Athlete. And that, my friends, is a hell of a lot more empowering. If you have dreams of achieving bold athletic and fitness goals like the seasoned athletes you listen to on this podcast, a key part of doing that is a consistent fitness program and routine. And if that's something that's just not happening for you right now, I can help you get it going again. It all starts with your first 5 days. Your first 5 days is a free mini challenge that's all about setting that foundation to get you back into your body, your energy, and your confidence with simplicity and ease. Each day during your first 5 days, you'll get a mini audio training that you can listen to while you move. You'll get simple tips and action steps you can use to make fitness a part of your everyday life in a way that doesn't feel heavy, hard, or stressful. Where you go from there? Well, the sky's the limit. For now, though, start with your first 5 days. Get it for free at robinleggett.com/5.